The People Band was formed out of the Continuous Music Ensemble, yeah, and the Continuous Music Ensemble started at Wood Green, starting gate Wood Green, and it was an amalgamation of four or five groups that played it at the starting gate, and it called itself the Continuous Music Ensemble, mainly because you just saw music as music was like continuously there and is always in the atmosphere, and you just plug into it, yeah. So, but you know, so that it never ends. So it's only you that actually withdraws from music. That's the philosophy of it.
So
yeah,
what, like a channel? You mean?
Yeah, that's the concept of it, and that was yeah. And then from there, the Continuous Music Ensemble started working with the People Show in 65, 66. It started as a small group, and then lots of...
Maybe we'll just elaborate. The People Show also incorporate its performance and theatre.
Yeah, the People Show invited the Continuous Music Ensemble to work with it, to work with music, yeah. And then from that, we took it as... The called it the People Band, because I think we were politically kind of moving that way, so it's more political, and it was a sign of the times, you know, 68, you know, so we called it the People Band from then on. Yeah.
And do you remember what was the reaction of people who actually saw you perform?
With the People Band? The People Band was quite kind of...
Because you were quite... unusual at the time.
Yeah, no, it was a very anarchic band. I mean, I can remember, like, sometimes it would get like the first piece that I played is very dense, because it actually the sound got that dense, yeah, and you kind of lost your, I think, like, because the sound was so dense and the music used to go on for hours sometimes, and because it was continuous, and you kind of did lose yourself in it quite heavily, although it was a kind of like, it seemed like everybody was very egotistic and blowing their heads off, but you actually did actually lose your ego quite quickly in the band, and the band it was very high energy, although it had very beautiful spots as when we play track three, there's People Band in the Wood, you can hear how we all do listen to each other very very finely.
The single recorded document was with Transatlantic, wasn't
it? It was.
And
yeah.
I just wondered how Transatlantic decided to sign you up for that one record.
It was a little contract, yeah. Yeah, but only for that one record. Yeah. Yeah.
How did you get that contract?
The contract was really via my friendship with Charlie Watts. I mean, I'd known Charlie Watts since 1963,
right.
And then Charlie kind of just. You know, we used to meet and see each other quite regularly from 63 onwards, and then he'd always ask me what I was doing musically, yeah. So I'd tell him what I was doing musically, and then in 68 he just said, you know, if you want to record, you know, if you want to bring a band in the studio, then do, you know. So I kind of, whoever I wanted to take into the studio was okay by him, so I took the People Band in. Well, I selected you know, those people that I thought would be conducive to going into the studio,
yeah.
You know, we did, I kind of, there were some People Band members that didn't take into the studio, you know,
right.
But the kind of regular element that I'd worked with for a long while, I brought them in, you know, because I knew them all quite a long while,
So
I'd known them all for 4 years, I took those in, the people that I'd long known, and had been with the People Band the longest. So it was my selection in many ways,
yeah.
But with consultation with other members of the People Band, you know. Yeah.
And Mike Figgis was in that band.
Yeah, that's
Lynn
right.
Dobson.
Lynn Dobson, yeah. Lynn, yeah. Couldn't make the session, but he turned up at Mel's house, and we did the little recording, which is the first track, yeah, on the People Band record.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because. You know, Mike Figgis, obviously, we know, he went on to be a film director, didn't he?
He is indeed, isn't he?
Yeah.
But then Davey Payne went on to be the front man, you know, the tenor player with Ian Dury and the Blockheads. And
sure.
Charlie Art went on to play with Ronnie Lane, Slim Chance. And
yeah.
John Porter produced the Smiths. And
yeah.
He played with the People Band, who produced the Smiths. And they made all their hit records. Who else can I name and drop?
Yeah.
Sorry about this. There were a number of others, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the main ones anyway. Yeah.
And how long did the band continue its
People Band kind of like started, formulated itself kind of like 65, 66. And I think by about kind of 72, I think, as far as I remember, I think Mel said they buried the People Band somewhere. in somewhere. They said they buried it, you know, because it had. What happened was that we started working in Holland, yeah. So musically, we're kind of, I had two areas. I was either in working in. I was mainly, you know, two homes, England and Holland, and the people going worked more. It had more gigs in Holland than anywhere.